This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
And earlier, I broke the news yesterday just before we went off air that in Victoria, they were changing a number of procedures in wake of arrests over the alleged plot to attack police officers on Anzac Day. I told you they'd be wearing ballistic vests at all times and prevented from going on single officer patrols. I said there'd be calls in other states to replicate these actions, which were enacted in Victoria yesterday. The Police Association of New South Wales is calling on the state government, Police Minister Troy Grant, and the Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione to implement a series of changes to resolve what they call safety issues. The New South Wales Police Association President Scott Webber's on the line. Scott, g'day.
Yeah, good morning, Ray.
Are you calling for a replica of what's happened in Victoria?
Yeah, definitely so. Look, the world changed last year, as you well know, and you reported on it, and it didn't change for the better. And what we need to do is get a front of this terrorism threat and make sure that we have put preventable measures in place to stop this. And that's such things as, you know, active armed offender, single unit policing, ballistic vests, and also firearms in court.
Well, one of the things I note here, you're calling for all frontline officers to receive active shooter training and a commitment for funding to equip all police cars with appropriately specified long arm firearms and safe storage, which is something you've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, that's right. And we've discussed this before. It's the best practice overseas. If we do have an active armed offender, someone who's deliberately out there trying to attack the community and actually increase, you know, the toll and the injury, we need to actually confront that person, target them straight away, and long arms give us another capability of stopping that threat straight away.
Well, if they're trying to kill police officers and members of the public, these lunatics, they're not using a BB gun or an air gun.
No, that's right. And we can see the scenarios that occur overseas, and we don't want that to happen in Australia.
Okay. Now, one that people mightn't understand, you're asking the federal government to step up and direct ACMA to allocate a 20 megahertz in the 700 megahertz spectrum to emergency services. Now, what does that technically mean?
Well, look, that's about making sure that into the future, but also now, that we have proper communications. In the United States, they've done that, and they've done that in most of the Western world. The 700 megahertz is from the digital dividend when we went over to digital TV, and it's there available. So instead of the government selling it off, I think the federal government and Malcolm Turnbull need to actually make a decision. Let's put the community safety first so we can use broadband, we can start to access all those radio networks, and when the system does shut down, the police system doesn't.
Now, you're also campaigning and have been for a while in New South Wales for police to be allowed to carry the weapons into courthouses in the interest of safety. Now, this was raised with the former Attorney General last year, Brett Hazzard. And what they've all said, they've all duck-shoved this and said, even the Premier, oh, this is a matter for the courts. Well, I'm afraid it's not a matter for the courts. They deal with criminals every day of their life in there, but they don't deal with the sort of safety issues that you deal with on a regular basis. Now, we had a recent matter with a threat when a bloke was two blokes appearing in the Downing Centre court in Sydney, where PAWS were called in, tactical response groups were called in, and had to get permission from the presiding magistrate or district court judge to go in there with their guns to confront someone they thought may have had a gun.
Oh, it's absolutely ludicrous. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've had people with weapons, edge blades in courts. We've had a police prosecutor assaulted and took seven officers to restrain the offender, and they didn't have their appointments. We're specially trained to deal with these incidents, violent incidents. And if you ask me today where the most amount of violent offenders are, I would say the Downing Centre, which is just across the road. We need to actually have all our arms and appointments so we can use all our capabilities and tactics.
Well, we'll support you there then. Good luck with it, and we'll certainly call for those measures that you've asked for here when we talk to both the Premier and the Police Minister in New South Wales.
Thank you for the support, Ray. Thanks.
All the best. Scott Webber, the President of the Police Association of New South Wales. We've put calls into the Queensland and Police Association to see whether they support what's happened in Victoria and hopefully what will happen in New South Wales as well. To Ian Leavers, the President of the Queensland Police Union. And I've already spoken to his counterpart from New South Wales, Scott Webber. Let's see what the boss of the police union in Queensland thinks. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Ray.
We've had Victoria make the move, New South Wales calling for the move. What are you saying on behalf of your officers?
Absolutely the same. And it's interesting that the police associations on the Eastern Seaboard act as one when it comes to this. And we've communicated extensively in relation to this issue. And although the specific threat may be very well in Victoria, we should be protecting all police, because there will be the trickle-up effect. I have no doubt about that. And whether it's Melbourne, Sydney or Brisbane or any part of the eastern seaboard, we should all be taking this seriously. And, you know, I've been calling for over 12 months for all police to be made available for ballistic body armour to protect them. And if it's good enough for police in Victoria, what about police in Queensland? It doesn't make sense.
Are you also looking for the specified long-arm firearms and safe storage in vehicles, so that if you run into a bloke who's got a similar weapon, you're not hitting him with a pop gun, you've got something to return fire with?
Absolutely, Ryan. I've been calling for this, and it's been very frustrating because it seems to be bureaucracy amongst governments and police commissioners stands in the way of common sense. And look, we can't protect the community if we don't have the tools to do the job, and that's very frustrating for my members. And I do think we need to go further. And for those who are on call and are ready to respond at a minute's notice, and that happens throughout Queensland, they should have the facility with safe storage to take their firearms home. But whenever an application goes in, it gets tied up in bureaucracy and it puts the lives of police and the community at risk.
Well, we're not talking about every officer in every jurisdiction, Ian. We're talking about men and women who are on special duties and need to go out at a moment's notice, as opposed to when they're on shift and they need to have access to the weapon in case they go to that emergency, instead of going back into the gun safe at work, getting it and then going to the job.
Absolutely, and that happens in Queensland, and there are some places where they could be up to 7 or 8 person stations where they have the police vehicle at home, but they've got to drive to the police station to get their equipment so they can go and attend to a call for service. Now, 5 minutes is a long time, and that's the difference between life and death. And if you're in a marked police vehicle, you are at risk, and it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, I'm tired of people playing politics. And I know Scotty Webber and John Laird and Ron Eddles and I, they're from Victoria, we all share the same view. Let's just get on board with this and do the job and protect the police and protect the community, Ray.
Hear, hear. Now, if I can direct one without notice towards you, I've been campaigning without broadcasting into Queensland, or into Brisbane more specifically. Now I'm here, about the change in direction for the bikie laws. I saw one of your counterparts in Victoria talk about the influx of bikies down there after your laws changed in Queensland, because there was no place for them to hide except in Victoria. What's the Queensland Police Union saying about moves by the Anastasia Palaszczuk government to change bikie laws?
No, I've been, that's one thing I spoke with them prior to the election, and now they're elected, is my stance will never change on that. We can never get tough enough on criminal motorcycle gangs or any outlaw criminals. We must remain strong, and any relaxation of those laws is unacceptable, because the Gold Coast was the crime capital of Australia, Ray, and it is a different place now. We are seeing families return, businesses starting to flourish, because these criminals are no longer there. It has worked, it has been successful, and it must stay. Otherwise, we go back into the environment where the bikies and the criminals run the state, and that's unacceptable for us.
Good on you, mate. You have my support there as well. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, Ray. Thank you very much.
Ian Leavers, President of the Queensland Police Union, as one with Victoria and New South Wales over this matter. Victoria's already moved, and they've got a Labor government down there, a Conservative government in New South Wales, a Labor government in Queensland. It shouldn't matter about whether you swing to the left or the right. It's about the safety of men and women in the police force and the safety of the people they're there to protect.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.